is up, everybody? And once again, welcome to Sal's Podcast. It has been a minute, and that's going to tie into everything. So the whole subject to this podcast is why didn't you finish? And that's going to relate to me a lot because, I mean, I've said I wanted to drop another podcast for, it's probably been about 2 months. Like, I wanted to do it every month, but I haven't been able to. And I haven't allowed myself to be able to. And so that's what we're going to get to. So the main thing about this thing is, why didn't you finish? So first, I want you to put yourself in the situation, put yourself in the shoes. Think about something and say, why didn't I finish? Or better yet, if it helps you, why didn't you start? Why haven't you started that thing that you wanted to complete? And for me, for this podcast, I have not released a podcast. I don't know, maybe because I've honestly been so lazy. I've been unmotivated. So, I mean, it's been plenty of times I've been laying in my bed and I've had plenty of opportunities to do a podcast, but I've been so unmotivated. So I was like, what can I talk about next? And it dawned on me, I was driving in the car one day, I'm like, why didn't I finish? So you can go into so many different examples of, like, you know, why you didn't finish, the reason to why, or like I said in the beginning, why haven't you started that thing that is going to get you going? Are you afraid of fear? Are you doubting yourself? Do you not believe in yourself? Or are you afraid of the results that you're going to get from that thing that you started? So for me, a lot, I'm always wondering, am I reaching the people that I want to reach, or am I reaching enough people? It's not what I got out of that, the revelation I got out of that. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of it. It's who did it reach, not how many people did it reach. And so, you know, I was writing in my notes a bunch of different examples. Another example for me is the gym. I hadn't been to the gym. It was going on over a year. And I'm like, why haven't I been to the gym? And once again, I was like, am I afraid of the results that I'm not going to get? Are the results not going to come faster? Because when we start something, we expect for the results to come right then and there. We want to see the good first. And while I'm there, I've started this rug business. And, you know, I was actually talking to my best friend the other day, and she said something that really stood out to me because, you know, I've started it, and, you know, I'm getting people who are placing these orders and want these specific rugs. But, you know, she spoke something to me, and I think it's going to help a lot of y'all. But what many of you not know, when you are starting something new, especially for a business, and I quote from my best friend, that you always start in the negative, okay? So what you invest first into whatever you're doing, you always start into the negative. But once you reach the threshold of reaching whatever goal you wanted to reach to pour back into that investment, then the positive start comes. Then the pluses start happens. Then the money starts coming, okay? So same thing with this podcast. I'm like, I'm not going to reach the amount of people I want to reach if I don't post enough content. So why didn't you finish? Think about that thing right now. What is something right now that you have not finished that you thought was a good idea, but you shot it down yourself? You didn't even let the people shoot it down first. You shot it down yourself because you didn't believe in yourself. And a lot of you all are comparing. Comparison is a killer. The first time you compare yourself to the next person, that dream is gone. Like, you cannot compare. You got to do it for you. So a lot of people, I just had a photo shoot, and a lot of people are like, what's the photo shoot for? Is it for? And I automatically stop them and I say, it's for me. Do things for you. Y'all, this year, I don't know about y'all, but this year is all about me. I started doing rugs. So why are you doing rugs for me? It gives me something to get my mind off of things when I'm off of work, because I have a lot of downtime when I get off of work if I'm not being called in. I'm doing it for me. I'm keeping my mind stimulated. It's something that brings me happiness. Well, why have you started going back to the gym? Because it brings me happiness about my body image. Okay, why did you have that photo shoot? For me. It's not for you. And y'all gotta be selfish and be like, this ain't for y'all, this for me. And I don't care what you think about it. Okay, so I have some more examples down here. I gave you the business example. I said, you don't believe in the goal you set for yourself because in reality, it looks too big for you. But if it doesn't scare you, you're too comfortable. Anything that you're in, if you're comfortable right now, it's not big enough. You need to do more. There is more. If you are comfortable, that means there is more. Okay? The moment you become uncomfortable is the moment growth starts. And you'll know. And the moment growth starts, then another blessing will come. Okay? Here's another thing, school. So, a lot of people go to school. I'm going to say college. Because you have more college dropouts than high school dropouts. But a lot of people go to college and they don't finish. And that is not a wrong thing because I always preach that connections are better than degrees. And I'm a living witness. You can talk to me about that on a more personal level if you want to talk about it. But what I put right here is that people are not willing to prepare yourself for the responsibility. So college is not meant for everybody. But on the other hand, people don't finish because college gives you a lot of time, but also requires a bunch of responsibility. School requires a bunch of responsibility. Like, you have to put things on your own calendar. Like, you have to do your own time management. There's not a bell. There's not seven periods to be like, oh, time for math class. Oh, time for statistics. Oh, time for AP bio. It's not nobody telling you to get up to do it. Do it for you. Like, you literally have to do it for you. That's why a lot of people don't finish school, in my opinion. And I think a lot of people that are watching right now that probably haven't finished school, I think you can relate if you really dig deep down. Also, I want to talk about the documentary that I'm doing. I'm doing it on my life story. What brought me to where I am now and what pushed me to who I am now? Who pushed me to who I am now? And a lot of people say, why haven't you finished it? Where's the next part? It's okay to go slow. Do it when you're ready. And when I say do it when you're ready, that doesn't mean don't finish it. Do it when you're ready, but finish it. Because I promise it is going to bless some people. And I'm talking to myself right now. I don't even know if I completely believe in myself that this is going to bless people. But as long as I tell myself it's going to bless people, it is going to bless people. It is going to help people. People can relate to it. So I hope that can help you, because what I am doing about myself is not something easy to talk about. A lot of things we don't finish sentences because it's not easy to talk about. But when you talk about it, you become more comfortable with it. Okay, but remember, you are uncomfortable at first, but the day I realized I could talk about it is that I knew I was growing. I knew I was becoming a new woman. Here's another example: calling and checking on someone. So that person that's been on your mind that you, I need to check on them, whether it's a friendship, a relationship, anybody from the job, do it. And it's not always because you're being delusional. Maybe they are going through something and they need help. Like, here's an example off of like relationship. There's a lady that went to my church a while back, years ago. And she meant so much to me. I looked up to her so much. And she was an older woman. And even now, every day I'm driving home, like, I have to check on her. I have to check her. And I would keep putting it off. And the reason why we don't wait, because we don't want it to be too late. I don't know why God is telling me to find her and check on her, or to find her and tell her that I'm doing good. I don't know why. So never wait too long, because you don't want the outcome to be bad. Okay? Read in between the lines. And that goes with relationships. What if you reach out to somebody and it means something that was meant to be? What if there's a friend that's just been on your mind who's dealing with suicide, and you're like, I meant to check on them, and then the next thing you know, life is gone. So why didn't you finish? Again, why didn't you do that? Why did you ever start? You started a little bit in your mind, but you didn't complete the task. I put right here, maybe it's because it didn't take off how you want it to, but results are not fast nor perfect. So I'm going to close this up because that's all my notes. But once again, this podcast is all about why didn't you finish? It's so important. I mean, y'all, it took me so long. It took me so long to do this. Because a lot of times I get into a place and I'm like, is what I'm doing important? And so I'm like, why am I worried about what other people think? Quick pause, break. Sorry, this video kind of cut off. This is an example of where I wanted to stop. I wanted to give up because I'm like, this video, I've tried to attempt this before and it has cut off on me, and it made me even more like, I don't want to restart this. But here's another revelation. It's okay to restart. It's okay to restart. But like I was saying, why do I care if it's important to people? It should be important to me. So I closed my laptop. It frustrated me, but I kept going. But once again, you know, this podcast is all about love. We don't judge over here. I truly believe that this is for a reason, to reach people, to connect with people, to laugh, to cry, to just love on each other. Do it for you. I promise. If you do it for you, you'll be most happy. And then results will come that you never expected. So once again, y'all stay tuned. This is Sal's Podcast, and there are many more to go. Stay tuned.